We shall look upon the face of God, December 14th. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto men his righteousness. Since sin brought separation between man and his Maker, no man has seen God at any time, except as he is manifested through Christ. Lord, show us the Father, said Philip, and it sufficeth thus. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. The disciples did not yet understand Christ's words concerning his relation to God. Much of his teaching was still dark to them. Christ desired them to have a clearer, more distinct knowledge of God. Thus it is today. Our knowledge of God is partial and imperfect. When the conflict is ended, and the man Christ Jesus acknowledges before the Father his faithful worker, who in a world of sin have borne true witness for him, they will understand clearly what now are mysteries to them. Christ took with him to the heavenly courts his glorified humanity. To those who receive him he gives power to become the sons of God, that at last God may receive them as his, to dwell with him throughout eternity. If during this life they are loyal to God, they will at last see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And what is the happiness of heaven but to see God? What greater joy could come to the sinner saved by the grace of Christ than to look upon the face of God, and know him as Father?